tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Johnson.
AfterBuzz TV. The destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, shoot.
Oh.
Heavy metal? What is this?
Here we go.
Okay, I can get it with it. Oh, yeah.
I'm feeling this.
This is what happens when our producers pick the music. We get some heavy metal. What is this, Steven? Can you tell
Cult
me?
Cult of Personality.
Okay, okay.
It's pretty wild. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'll go with it. Amen. So, what's up, everybody? This is the Are You the One After Show. I'm your host, of course, Lim Gonzalez, and I'm always excited to be here at AfterBuzz. And this is an amazing show. Of course, I can't do it by myself. Mm-hmm. I do have the lovely, the talented, the outstanding Kendra Summer. What's up?
Well, that's all you got?
I mean, that was like three things.
Oh,
like,
what okay. Did you... I thought we were going to shoot for four.
Well, oh, okay. Next time. But yeah, we're going to hold it down tonight. Mm-hmm. The title of this episode is The Truth Will Cost You. Mm-hmm. And those of you that are fans of the show, you know that the truth booth is something that a lot of people dread or some people are excited about depending on who you're matched with. But we're going to talk about that in a minute, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm really excited about?
What are you excited about?
We have Tyler Pratt calling in tonight.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yes, that's awesome.
Yes, he's going to dish on his love
yeah.
Paris.
I hope so. I hope he dishes on a lot.
Yes.
He kind of gives us an insight, you know, on the show and kind of lets us know what's going on. So let's get started. Episode starts off. The girls are frustrated, right? Mm-hmm. They're frustrated of what's going on because as we saw the first episode, those of you that didn't watch the first season had 10 guys and 10 girls. And so this season, they kind of put a twist to it and added an 11th girl. So mm-hmm. that girl has basically two, or she's matched with someone else. So a guy has two matches.
Yes.
The 11th girl and someone else. But if she is, this 11th girl is matched with someone, before the season is over, that other girl has to leave.
Yes.
Done.
Yeah.
No money, no love. Mm. So no money, no honey.
No, right? like I said last week, it's such a sour deal for whoever this girl is.
Right.
You know, I feel bad.
Yeah, it does suck. It does suck. But, of course, it does bring drama, which is why we watch the show.
And we'll have to have her on our show after.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the girls are obviously frustrated. This is right after the first ceremony, matchup mm-hmm. ceremony is what they call it. And so they're frustrated because, you know, again, there's 11 of them and 10 guys. So it's really not fair. But there are still some couples that are hitting it off. So we see Shelby and Nathan are hitting it off pretty good. Jenny and Layton are still going strong.
But they have a love triangle.
They do have kind of – why don't you talk about that? What's the love triangle going on?
Well, it's Layton and Jenny, and then there's Jess.
Mm-hmm.
And these two girls could not be more different. Jenny, first of all, let me give a shout-out. I talked to her this week, and she is a Packer fan. So
oh, really?
I'm loving on Jenny.
And you're from Wisconsin,
I'm from
right?
Wisconsin.
Right.
So, yeah, we have that in common.
Nice.
But these two girls are so different. Jenny is so Midwest,
mm-hmm.
and I love it. And then Jessica, she's, you know, in the first episode, she said that she lets herself go too easy.
Right,
and we know
right.
there was that thing
right.
with Anthony that we don't
right.
really want to talk about because it's in the past.
Right, right. Like 2 days in the past. But okay.
2 days in the past.
Sure.
Moving forward.
right.
But, I mean, Layton has said that he's attracted to both girls. But
mm-hmm.
the question is, who does he see more as a girl? Friend material.
Right. So I think, just on that topic, I think he's definitely more on the side of Jenny,
mm-hmm.
Just because it seems like he fits her personality better. He's from the Midwest as well, correct?
Oh, he's from Mississippi.
He's from Mississippi.
Yes,
okay,
Greenville.
So he's from the South.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, very similar though, Midwest, South, a little bit similar.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, I don't know that he's... You know, he's on, what's her name? The other one.
Jessica. Yes.
And I think Jessica is being very forward with him. There's a scene where she like wants him to kiss her and he's just like, nah,
no.
I'm good. And it's interesting because you know, I like how you use the term, she let herself go.
Yes.
So it's like, you know, let it go.
Yes.
So anyway.
Frozen, okay.
Right. but she let herself go. So she says she didn't like, that's her nature. She does this in relationships. She gets with guys, you know, she lets herself go, too soon or what have you. But she's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And Leighton is like, I'm good. I'm not having it. So I think it's interesting that she was kind of up to her old tricks again.
Yes.
Which is why I think he's more leaning towards Jenny.
I totally agree. And then even like on the pilot episode last week, he said that, you know, my parents have been married for 35 years.
Right,
and
right.
I think he's really looking for someone serious. And I think this girl would be more of like a one night of fun.
Exactly. Exactly. As she's, you know, that's what's happened already. And I think that's part of the reason why maybe he is backing off, because he knows that she's already been with someone. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of like, I don't know if I want to go down that road.
Yes.
You know.
Smart.
Brandon and Christina is another one. And Christina, we were talking about the 11th girl. Yeah. She is the 11th girl, but she's actually got somebody snagged already.
Yeah.
Brandon, and they're hitting it off really good. And it's funny because, you see her and it's like she just, it's like this, I don't want to say cloud, but she has kind of this thing aura around her because she intimidates all the women.
She
because
does.
They know that if she finds her match, one of them is going home empty handed.
They're terrified of the 11th. Girl,
yeah.
You know, my heart goes out to her because I know when the topic of the 11th girl was first introduced, all the girls were like, gosh, I did not sign up for this.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And she's really pulled it together. Mm-hmm. And I think she's going to be a real threat. As we saw in the episode, she was the one that went to the truth booth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which I think was smart, but we'll get into that in just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go into the challenge. So they always have some type of challenge, and with the challenge, that's to basically, allow three couples to go and have some alone time and kind of get to know each other. And so either the guys will get to pick or the girls will get to pick depending on the challenge.
Yes.
In this case, the guys were the ones that had to kind of, do the challenge. So it was basically mounds of sand, and there were quotes in the mounds of sand, and the guys had to find these quotes and then pair up the quotes with which girl they thought said it.
Yes.
So you have all these guys digging in the sand, getting these quotes out, attaching it to it, and these are like, of course, ridiculous, like embarrassing quotes.
Yeah.
I was just going to mention the one that probably had me the most was the smelly farts.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
Who was Ashley?
Yes.
It was funny how she said it because she like raised her hand. She's like, "That's me."
Yeah, I was like, "That's so ballsy, girl, to admit that on national TV."
Right.
You know, like.
But it's funny because she's super cute and it's like, really? Oh, I don't know if I want to date you now because you have smelly farts.
I know, but whatever, you know, at least she's honest about it.
She is honest about it. And I'm sure she's the type of person that would like to have fun and not really be, you know, stuck up or anything. She'd just have a good time.
Definitely.
Sure. So when the challenge is over, we have, Curtis, Alex, and Brandon win.
Yes.
Okay. So Curtis picks Brianna.
Yep.
Alex picks Jasmine, and Brandon, lo and behold, picks Christina. Like, that was
a
shocker. Right, exactly. So they're, of course, they're super excited.
Yep.
And then their winnings is, they get to zip lining.
Yeah.
Which is, happens to be the highest one in the world.
And how fun did that look?
Dude, oh my gosh. They were like, they looked like Superman.
Yeah.
They were like, you know, just had it out and was going down. You see them kind of sitting in a harness.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of go down and it still looks fun, but they look like they were literally flying.
Well, when we were watching earlier, I know you were like, I want to be on this. We should be on the show
exactly.
Just to do this.
Just to do zip lining. Absolutely. Absolutely. While they're off, you know, kind of doing their thing, before they actually get to go on the date, there's some planning and some plotting going on. Because at the end of the day, this is a game. We know that. And so because it's a game, the game is, for those of you that, haven't seen the first episode, shame on you. Watch it online on demand. but they have to, if they find their perfect match within 10 tries, they have 10 tries to do it. They get to split $1 million. So that equates to $50,000 a piece, which is nice.
It's a nice chunk of change.
Very hefty.
Yeah.
You know, MTV's biggest prize today, as they say. So again, it's a game.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to play the game. So what they're doing is they know that they can only vote one couple into the truth booth.
Yep.
And typically the strategy has been, for those of you that saw last season, is to vote the couple that you think is most compatible.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they are found to be a match, then they get to go off and kind of do their thing. But then that's one less person you have to worry about matching up.
Yeah.
So, of course, they're plotting, and I think it's smart, that they're plotting. A lot of them are plotting to put Brandon and Christina, because if they are a match, then that takes away that match. But then also the extra girl that's attached to, if it's going to be Brandon, then also leave. So then that's nine matches that they have.
Yeah.
And they can just focus on doing that.
Well, it's a big stress, you know, off of the house, and then they've knocked out a couple people.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, they're planning that. Some are against it, because their thing is they feel like, well, if we do that, then what's gonna happen is, they're gonna basically, get rid of somebody and their heart's gonna be broken, and it's just not fair.
Yeah.
So, my thing is, somebody's going to leave at some point in time.
Yeah.
So either it's now, you know, or later. So anyway, but I just got the nod. We actually have our guest is on the line, and I'm very excited. Tyler, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Mr. Pratt, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Oh, man, doing awesome. This is Lim. I'm talking to you. And, of course, I have Kendra here with me. Say hi to him,
this
Kendra.
This is Kendra. Hey.
Hi, Kendra.
Hey, I just want to say thank you for staying up so late, because I know you're on a different time zone than us, and we really appreciate it.
I'm on a I'm a night owl. I'll be up till 4 in the morning anyway. So.
Oh, wow.
Oh, perfect.
Well, cool. We'll just do the show for 3 hours.
Yeah,
awesome.
We'll just extend it.
Yeah,
exactly. We can stay on. We can keep talking. We don't even have to talk about the show. We can talk about sports.
Exactly.
We can talk about
the Packers.
What did you guys do today?
Are you a Packer fan?
No, I'm a diehard Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I'm sorry.
Oh, let's end the call right now.
Done. Hang up.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm sorry for you for being a Packer fan.
Oh, it started up.
Oh, no.
Our producer is looking like, okay, is this really going to go on 3 hours? Okay, so, Tyler, we have a few questions for you. First of all, definitely enjoying the show.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is, I watched last season. I loved it last season. And I see you as one of those principal characters that is interesting to watch. First off, when you got on the show, how was it for you? Like, were you overwhelmed? I mean, you see these 11, you know, it ends up being 11 this season, beautiful women. Did you feel overwhelmed? Did you feel at home? You know, how was the feeling?
I mean, I don't think anything could describe that initial, you know, when we're lined up in front of the house and, you know, I'm staring across the way at 10 beautiful girls and then, you know, Ryan decides to call out an 11th.
Right.
You know, it's kind of, it's exhilarating. You know, I don't think anybody could be at home in that situation. If you're at home in that situation, we need to hang out so you can teach me your ways.
Yes.
Right, right. Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. Well, that's really great. Okay, so I have a question. On the first challenge, you picked Paris. And why did you pick her? Was it love at first sight, or how did you go about that?
It wasn't love at first sight with Paris. You know, in the house originally, you know, I was trying to feel out as many girls as I could, of course, like every guy there was.
Mm-hmm.
And my initial thought about her, I was like, she was kind of like shutting me down quick. Like,
okay.
I think in one of the clips you even see her say like, oh, is that how you get your girls? You're just like spread eagle in front of them. They just like flock to you. So she talked down to me a little bit at first.
Okay.
Yeah, but then it took some winning over. We talked about it, and after we really got to know each other, after that first day, really got into some conversation, I was like, this is exactly what my family would want me to go for. This is the girl of my dreams. You know, physically, she's beautiful, and she's a goofball. So we knew right away. I was like, I'm going to pick you for the challenge. I was like, no matter what we have to do, make sure we get together for this challenge.
Right.
If I have to punch somebody out, which luckily I think I'd marked my territory enough that nobody picked her. So.
Right. Now, speaking of that and picking her and going through the challenge, there was a little bit of controversy that we saw in the first episode with you and her. You guys kind of faked the funk, so to speak, acted like you didn't really like each other as much as you did simply because you didn't want to get voted into the truth booth. Was that something you guys devised as a plan together? Was it something you initiated? Was it a result of watching the first season and kind of seeing how that went?
I've never watched the first season, actually. I still haven't seen it.
Okay.
So when going into this, it was week one, and the way we looked at it was this. There were several different reasons to it. For one, I was starting to fall for it really hard.
Okay.
And, you know, I was like, I'm not ready to go into the truth booth, you know, and us not be a match.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the next 9 weeks, you know, find her hooking up with every guy in the house. You know, I was like, I will drag this on as long as I can to shorten that time of her not being my match. Then there's the other point. Okay, let's say we are a match. Then we go to the we go to the honeymoon suite, and I'm there with this girl that I barely even know in a honeymoon suite, sleeping with her for the next 9 weeks. Then there's the third point that, you know, she, you know, and this is more on her, that she wanted, you know, she wanted to party. She enjoyed the house, you know, and like I said, on the show, I said, you know, I just wanted her to be happy. And I kind of said, I was like, I'm more than fine with going to the truth booth if that's what you want to do, or we can, you know, come up with this. And she, you know, this fight, which was my idea, and she was like, let's roll with it. She loved it. And we went with it, and everyone kind of fell for it, so.
Well, it seems like you guys have great communication. And, Pratt, I was a little caught off guard in this week's episode when you guys had the challenge with the quotes, and you didn't get Paris's.
Yeah, well, I mean, hers is about, you know, her criminal record. And, I mean, yes. I had only known her for a couple of days. It's not like I was, you know, I don't sit down with a girl on the first date and say, okay, what have you been arrested for?
Right, right.
Oh.
You don't do that?
She, you know, I wasn't too shocked there that I missed that, you know. And when I went into that challenge, and you could see I was kind of one of the first guys done there.
Right.
You know, I looked at the size of the guys up. I'm the most physical there. So I was like, I'm going to dominate this challenge physically, get done first. I don't care where I threw, because it was all a hope and a prayer where I threw those little banners anyway. Uh-huh. So I was like, I'll just get, as long as I'm done first, I have a chance of winning this.
Right.
Which, you know, it proved that was the wrong strategy in the end.
Got it.
Fair enough.
Well, there was a time that there was some after the couple that was voted in. It was excuse me. Who was it? Was voted in. It was
Brandon and Christina.
Thank you. Brandon and Christina that was voted in. And then they came back and they were not a match. They come back and then there's a lot of drama going on because it looks like Christina's upset. She's crying. Brandon, he's upset too because he really likes her and he really wants to be with her. But now he knows that because they're not a match, they have to kind of find whoever their match is and kind of stop dating. It seemed like you weren't really concerned with it because you and Paris went upstairs and looked like you guys got busy. Like, did you just not care, or were you just really wanted to be with Paris?
What happened after they found out they weren't a match is I was there for him because I felt, you know, I was like, this could have easily been, you know, me and Paris last week. Mm-hmm. I was there for him. For both of them. And, you know, immediately afterwards, everyone sits down and they're talking strategy. And, you know, I'm like, this is not okay. We need to calm down. Sometimes you just need to take a step back, especially in this situation. And, you know, if you want to call what me and Paris did taking a step back, we really took a couple steps back.
That's
and
a great
we
step
removed
back.
Ourselves from the situation and we went up to the, Pound Town.
Right.
As you like to. And I was the mayor.
And you were
oh my gosh. Wow. Well, speaking of the Pound Down, are we going to be seeing more of the Boom Boom Room in the later on in the season? Because I feel like it hasn't really been that prevalent in the episodes until recently.
Well, with this cast, it seems like all the hooking up has been, they don't really care where they hook up.
Yeah.
You just have to stay and watch to see who ends up going up there, who doesn't, and who hooks up, you know, somewhere else in the house.
Okay. Well, we have one more question for you. Liam wants me to ask it. Oh, boy. Get ready.
Okay.
Okay, so we were watching the episode, and Paris, we were kind of shocked by this. She kind of burned you a little bit with one of the comments to the other cast member.
Yes.
Do you want to elaborate? You can elaborate, Liam.
She kind of bashes my downstairs mixer.
Yeah, which we were like shocked because we, you know, caught us off guard.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just the same as you guys, that was my first time watching it as well. You know, I wasn't in the room. I didn't know she said that, but you know, the way I look at it is, I mean, you guys saw last night, as you know, as well, that, you know, she was clearly enjoying what was going on up there.
Right.
So I can't I'm not going to comment on my size there, but she enjoyed it. So
that's all that matters, man. That's all that matters.
Exactly.
That's all that matters. But man, I just want to say that we do appreciate you being here with us, Tyler. And definitely we want to know, where can the people find you, the fans mm-hmm. that are watching the show, where can they find you on social media?
They can find me, you know, on my Facebook fan page. That's, MTV Tyler Pratt. Mm-hmm. They can find me on Instagram and Twitter. My handle is Pratt_MTV. I'm really interactive with all that stuff. So I really encourage everyone to go.
Awesome.
You know, check me out on all that.
Awesome. Well, we'll definitely do that. And we'll definitely, make sure that that happens. And again, want to thank you for coming
and
being on the show. And if we get a chance to have you back again, will you come back and be on the show with us?
Oh, of course. This is always fun. I enjoy watching you guys as it is. So
awesome.
Anytime
he said he
I can help
dance.
Out.
You liked our dance, didn't you, last week?
All the girls danced last week.
Yeah, you know, if that's what you call a dance, sure.
Ouch! Not cool, Pratt.
Hey, I saw it too, man. I'm with you.
Oh,
nah.
He's just jealous he wasn't involved, okay?
Well, thanks again, Tyler. We appreciate it, man. Have a good night, man, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you guys very much.
All right.
Bye.
Tyler.
What a great guy.
Great guy.
Yeah.
And I can't believe you asked him that question.
Well, you told me to. Do not set me up for this, Liam.
Well, the thing is, you're not supposed to say like I asked.
It was a joint.
Trying to put me under the bus. It's cool.
It was a communal ask.
But he was cool with it.
Yeah.
It was funny. It was funny. So getting back on the show, and that kind of leaves us on a good note where he kind of told us about that.
Okay.
The couples go ziplining. We find out that the couples that are together, some of them aren't making strides. So
no.
Alex and Jasmine are complete opposites.
So total opposite, you know, just everything that she was saying, he mm-hmm. was like, I'm not feeling this, not
right.
putting it down.
Right.
And you could tell that he was kind of getting almost pissed off
right.
by the whole situation.
Exactly. Now, Brianna had a good moment.
Mm-hmm.
And very heartfelt moment. She opens up about having a miscarriage
yeah.
to Curtis. I thought that was really, number one, I thought that was really brave for her.
Mm-hmm.
These people obviously are trying to get to know each other.
Yeah.
And the more that you can reveal to this person, the more that you will find out if they are a match with you. And I thought it was very brave for her to open up to Curtis,
mm-hmm.
who is somebody that she definitely likes. Matter of fact, in the matchup ceremony, they said that they were kind of the poster couple
yeah.
for being a match. So she definitely likes him.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like they have a really good relationship. And she opens up to him, and he's very supportive.
Well, even what she said, like,
mm-hmm.
I feel used, and I'm already used. And
right.
I was touched that he was like, you never have to feel like this. And just so supportive for not knowing her that well.
Right.
And I just feel like that bond they built on this date is
mm-hmm.
is going to go throughout the season. And I guarantee that they are going to be a match. I just feel it.
You think that they are a perfect match.
I feel, and I'm so happy to see this Brianna
mm-hmm.
triumph, because last week, you know, she was one that had to go to the hospital
right.
for getting hit in the face.
Exactly.
And the boogered up nose. I'm so happy to see her bounce back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And she has a good guy.
She does.
She has a good guy. So,
yeah.
Like we talked about before, Brandon and Katrina get voted in. They're not a match. You know, we were talking with Tyler and he was kind of explaining how everybody was, and what we saw sounds like what was actually
yeah.
happening. You know, they were emotional, the people consoling them. And it's funny, too, because some of the same girls that didn't like Christina are now, like, consoling her because they kind of have that, you know, sisterly bond. Like, well, wait a second. She's still a female.
Yeah.
She's still a woman.
Uh-huh.
She still has feelings. Forget the game. Let's, you know, be a sister to her.
Well, even Paris, you know, I think she was probably feeling like, oh, that could have been me last week with
right.
Pratt. But she goes, you know, my feelings totally turned for Christina within, like, 2 seconds. And
mm-hmm.
she's over there. She's hugging her. And I felt like she was almost kind of getting mad at the rest of the cast that were trying to figure out a strategy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, absolutely. So I thought it was good. I thought it was a good gesture for them to do that, because at the end of the day, these are people.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a game. And you're going to have the people that play the game and don't really try to get their feelings involved.
Yeah.
But I think I've kind of put myself in that situation. Well, I don't know that I would put myself in this situation, because it's tough.
Yes.
And what I mean by that is, you're in a situation where you could potentially like someone a lot.
Yep.
Or fall in love, mm-hmm. for that matter. And then that could not be your match. And then you have to stop communication with them, stop pursuing them, and go to somebody else. That's hard on the heartstrings.
Or you could still pursue them on the sly.
You could, but then that creates controversy.
Yes, and that creates good TV, right?
Well, and that's why they do it.
Yes.
And that's why we watch. So it gets down to the matchup ceremony, which happens at the end of every show.
Yes.
And they basically have the girls this time pick who they want. And so Jessica picked Layton, which was interesting. She kind of got the jump on that. Shelby picks Dario, who she was kind of talking to. We saw briefly. But he, like, goes and kisses her, like, to kind of prove that he's, you know, they have chemistry.
That was way too...
Yeah. I thought that was a little tacky.
Yeah.
I did think that was a little tacky. Shelby looked like she was caught off guard. I mean, she kind of played it off. She's like, oh, yeah, okay, that just happened, but...
You can tell.
I think deep down she was not...
She was very uncomfortable.
Was very uncomfortable. Paris picks Tyler.
Of course.
Jasmine picks Jean.
Yep.
Because obviously she didn't have chemistry, with the person that she was with.
Yep.
We have Tyler who picks Brandon, and then Brandon doesn't want to get up.
Yeah. What was up with that?
Yeah. He's reeling over the mishap that happened because, you know, he went in with Christina and they were not a match. He's still reeling from that. But the thing is, it's like, okay, guy, I understand you're feeling some kind of way, but at the end of the day, you have to play this game.
Yeah.
And if somebody picks you, you have to basically oblige to that. You can't just sit there and like, no, I'm not going to get up.
He like completely threw her some shade. You know, he's like, I'm not going to get up. I mean, and also like you're hurting the rest of the group's morale when you do that because you're kind of destroying your teamwork and what you've built.
Exactly.
I don't like that.
Absolutely. And it was a diss to Tyler who was already feeling some kind of way because she felt dissed by the person that she likes.
Yeah, and she didn't get picked last week. So I feel so bad for this girl. Week after week, time after time, you know, she's just getting it and getting it
all the time. So and matter of fact, Alex, who was the person that she was liking, he dissed her earlier in the show.
Okay,
you know,
why did he have lipstick on his cheek? I just want to talk about that. Anyone else see that this kid had lipstick on his cheek?
Had lipstick on his cheek. I don't know. I don't think maybe it's a new accessory. Maybe that's what everyone's doing now.
What was
doing? They're getting lipstick on their cheek like it's like a necklace or something or bracelet.
Yeah.
It's like maybe I'll do that tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll get that and then walk around and then people will think I'm fly. No,
so
they
you're
won't.
Doing the Alex.
No, I'm not going to do that ever. So at the end of the day, everyone gets picked. It does come down. Speaking of Alex, goes down to Alex. Alex is picked by Christina.
Yes.
She picks him last, but then, cause Christina is the one that she can pick anyone.
Yes.
Now, Ellie picked Alex first.
Yes.
So, but Christina always has to go last because again, she's the 11th girl.
Yes.
So then Alex now has to pick who he feels most compatible with to make the match.
Uh-huh.
And then he picks Christina and then leaves Ellie out. And Ellie also is one of the girls that's kind of feeling some kind of way because she was picked like second to last during the last ceremony.
Yep.
And she's not really vibing with anybody. Well, doesn't really have chemistry with anybody.
Her and Tyler are kind of forming a union for being the two last girls picked.
Right.
But she's not really feeling any of the guys.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like none of the, I don't know if she's not feeling the guys. I don't think the guys are not feeling her.
Which is sad because I really like her like sass. Right. She's got like this like fun little like attitude that I really like.
Right. No, she seems like she's super fun.
Yeah.
Down south, you know, she's got that, you know, heavy accent.
I love
which
it.
Which I think is super cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, for whatever reason, she's just not vibing with the guys yet. So, it'll be interesting to see how things play out and if she can kind of connect with someone.
Yeah.
Cause I think for her, I mean, it's her personality is what makes her her.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So I think it's just going to come down to somebody really grabbing onto that personality and finding out she's a dope chick.
Yeah.
So
speaking of dope, I forgot to give Alex Phillips a shout out. Today's his birthday.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Alex.
Happy birthday. Rock the lipstick.
That's
okay.
That's right. He's actually lives in LA.
He does. He should come on our show.
He should. Yeah. Alex, you should come on the show. You should hang out with us.
Yeah.
And our producer, Steve. That's how we get down.
Yeah. Right. We're cool in here, right, Steve?
Exactly. He's like, I'm too cool to talk.
Okay.
So at the end, of course, they have the ceremony. They don't get 10 matches, which I figured wasn't going to happen in the second show, but they did, you know, do a good job. So obviously after that, it goes into, you know, what's going to happen next.
Yes.
So I think that's a good segue now to do predictions. So let's do that.
Ooh.
And now you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Okay, Kendra. So, we'll start with you.
Okay.
Predictions. What do you predict going forward into the next episode?
Let's see.
Like couple-wise, what do you think couples, you think anybody's going to thrive? You think somebody's going to get shut down? You think there's going to be some new matches that happen based on what happened? What do you think?
Okay. I think Brandon is going to try to still be with Christina.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to happen on the sly.
Absolutely.
Definitely can
Absolutely.
See that. Also, I think that Curtis and Brianna are going to be together.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pratt and Paris are going to go strong. And then I feel like something's going to erupt with this love triangle we've got cooking over here, Leighton, mm-hmm. and then the J squares.
Mm. The J squares.
I'm really rooting for Jenny, but I don't know. I just feel like they're not going to be completely compatible, which is a bummer because I really would like them to be together.
Right. Interesting. Well, I'll say that I think that Jenny is, I'm going to disagree with you on that one. I think Jenny is going to be compatible with Leighton.
Okay.
I think once the other girl leaves him alone, that keeps trying to holler at him. But I do think Jenny and Leighton have a good chemistry. It would be interesting to see them. I want to see them at least go through the truth booth.
Yeah.
At one point in time, just to kind of see. But I definitely think they're a strong match. I do agree that Brandon and Christina are going to try to see each other on the sly.
Definitely.
Which happened last season.
Yep.
Because there was a couple very similar that were like madly in love. And they found out they weren't a match. And basically, they still try to see each other. So
yeah.
I definitely see that happening with them because they both seem mutually. But I do think, I will say that I think Brandon's more on than Christina.
Definitely.
I think Christina can kind of pull back and I think she can kind of be like, okay, let me see what else is out there. Whereas Brandon, he seems like, based on his actions in the ceremony, he's head over heels for her.
I think he's like all or nothing. And I think right now he's like all for her. And
exactly.
He's completely heartbroken.
Right.
And
he is. He is. I want to say that I think Ellie is going to, in next episode, I think she's going to find somebody.
Who?
I think she's going to start, I don't know who yet, but I think she's going to start gravitating to someone. Like I said earlier, I think her personality is going to shine super, super strong. And they're going to see either she's going to win because this time it's the girls' challenge.
Yeah.
So if she wins a challenge or gets the top three, she's going to pick somebody. And I think whoever she picks is going to be somebody. And I think there's going to be some chemistry there.
Maybe it could be Garland since we haven't really seen him and we really should see more of him.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. So I think that's it. But ladies and gentlemen, that is our show for tonight. I want to thank you again for joining us. We're going to be here always. Make sure also go down to iTunes. We're on iTunes. AfterBuzz is on over 100 countries, and we're strong presence there. You can go. You can download our podcast. You can also rate us. 5 stars is the rating that we want. How many, Kendra?
5. Maybe
5 stars. That's what we want.
Oh, where can they find you?
Well, I'm going to say that.
Oh, okay.
You can find me on social media, Twitter and Instagram at The Poet Saint. Kendra, where can they find you?
Find me at Kendra Summer, KendraSommer on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
All right. Thanks again. We're out.
Bye.
See you next week.
Thank you, Tyler.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.